next item is heirs of Ruth Conrad, two parcels and a 50-foot easement on Road 471.
This is a request to create two parcels with access from an existing 50-foot easement. The proposed parcel 3 would contain 6.17 acres. Parcel 4 would contain 5.18 acres, and the residual lands would contain approximately 29 acres. You may approve it as submitted or require an application for a major subdivision. If it is approved as submitted, this would be the second and third lot having access from that easement. And if you do approve it, it should be stipulated that any further subdivision will require a public hearing. And there was a sketch of that request.
Where's the access? Is this the 7.65 acres that's abutting parcel 4? Do they own that parcel as well? You know?
I think the right of way or the easement where 7.04 is, I think it curved around.
Right. And how about the 7.65 acres? That's just, it looks like an island there.
Yeah, it continues down like a dog leg down.
That's not owned by them, it's owned by someone
else. By someone else, correct.
Gotcha. And they use that same easement?
Yes.
To get there. Okay. And then, I guess, do you know if they have some kind of a easement recorded or some arrangement to ensure that stays there? How do they work the driveway? This is an island, and apparently the easement, it's not shown on the drawing. The easement, is what I'm asking, must go all the way back, which is cool.
It's not clear.
Yeah, I don't really have any issue with it, but I just want to make sure the people that own this little island are not going to be negatively impacted.
And really, how many lots actually are using that right away?
Well, apparently 3 and 4 will, and that, I guess, the one that's not noted has access to it, also the road.
Well, that's part of the 28. If that arrow goes across like that, that's part of the 28
acres. Part of the 28, yes.
So this is part of the 28 too.
What, that little canal that runs around the back?
Well,
yeah.
The easement goes through the 28 acres, and then it accesses lot 3 and lot 4. But there's also this parcel 17.02, 7.65 acres, that's an island. Apparently that easement gives that property owner access, but it's not shown. And I guess I'm wanting to make sure that we don't take some kind of action that, you know, that's not recorded easement or is an agreement on the road. I don't want to negatively impact the 7.65 acres, that's just no man's land out there.
Or at the same time, are we approving these lots that then takes it beyond what we normally approve on a without a major?
Well, the maintenance of the road or whatever, you know, yeah. Absolutely. I don't see anyone here, so. I'll tell you what, Shane, how about we just defer this for a while? Can you just find out what's straight? It's not going to be a big deal if we defer for a couple weeks, is it? Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to move that we defer and let the staff just investigate a little bit so we're on more certain ground.
Good idea.
That's my motion.
Second. Moving Sandy for action on the heirs of Ruth Conrad, two parcels and a 50-foot easement on Road 471. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carry.